Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to spend a little bit of your day with us here on The Good Stuff. We want to remind you all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And you know, Mike, coming up is Home on the Range Champions Ride. It is the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match. It's coming up Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range. That's Exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10. Grand entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time. For more information, go to hotrnd.com. And remember, all the proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment if you call them at 605-642-5884. They decided to name their south room, so check out Yesterday's South 40, Yesterday's Antiques.
In these parts, summer is a time for rodeo, and what better epitomizes rodeo than the days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota? It's the 101st days of 76 in Deadwood. It runs July 23rd through 29th. The 19 times pro rodeo of the year. Steer roping July 23rd. The rodeo performances are the 26th through the 29th. There's parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th.
Kim, have you heard about AAADD?
No, not in that combination.
Age-activated attention deficit disorder.
Okay.
I'm going to share that. You probably can relate to this, everybody. This is how it manifests. Kind of scary, actually. I decided to water my garden. As I turn the hose on in the driveway, I look over at my car and decides it needs washing. As I started toward the garage, I noticed mail on the front veranda table that I brought up from the letterbox earlier, just after the mailman had been there. I decided to go through the mail before I washed the car. I put my car keys on the table, put the junk mail in the garbage bin beside the table, and notice the bin is full. So I decided to put the bills back on the table and take out the garbage first. But then I think, since I'm going to be near the post office box when I take out the garbage anyway, and the mailman picks up the mail at noon, I might as well pay the bills first. So I take my checkbook off the table and see that there's only one check left. My spare checkbook is in my desk in the study, so I go inside the house to my desk where I find a can of Coke that I'd been drinking earlier this morning. I know I'm going to look for my checkbook, but first I need to push the Coke can aside so that I don't accidentally knock it over. The Coke is warm, so I decide to put it in the refrigerator to make it cold again. As I head toward the kitchen with the Coke, a vase of flowers on the dining room table catches my eye. They need water. I put the Coke on the dining room table and discover my reading glasses that I've been searching for all morning. I decided I better put them back on my desk, but first I'm going to put more water in the flowers. I set the glasses back down on the table, go to the kitchen sink, and get a jug and fill it. I filled it with water and suddenly spot the TV remote on the windowsill. Someone had left it there. I realized that tonight when we go to watch TV, I'll be looking for the remote. But I won't remember that it's on the windowsill, so I decide to put it back in the lounge room where it belongs. But first, I'll water the flowers. I pour some water in the jug, but I spill some on the floor. So I set the remote back on the kitchen bench, get some towels, and wipe up the spill. Then I head down to the hall trying to remember what I was planning to do. At the end of the day, the car isn't washed, the checks aren't written for the bills to be paid, there's a warm can of Coke sitting on the dining room table, the flowers don't have enough water, there's only one check left in my checkbook still, I can't find the remote, and I can't find my glasses, the garbage hasn't been taken out, and I don't remember what I did with the car keys. Then, when I try to figure out why nothing got done today, I'm really baffled because I know I was busy all day and I'm really tired now. I realize this is a serious problem and I'll try to get some help for it. But first, I'll check my email. Don't laugh. You laugh.
I did laugh. That's just because it makes me think of if you give a dog a donut. Jacqueline Mitchell, remember the books that she's written, the whole series? We think it's old age, but it even happens in our youth.
Apparently it does.
That's right. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you've joined us for The Good Stuff.